International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, powerful manifester, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And I am coming to you from the beautiful ATL. And I am so excited about my show today. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this. It is certainly the right time. I am so excited about my show today, so let me calm down. I hope you're having a great summer and that you're making a decision to really enjoy your life. It's something about taking in just the small things, like a beautiful sunset, or I was walking this week and I was walking by one of the neighbor's homes and this beautiful butterfly. And I just, in that present moment, just took the time to just be present and really embrace the splendor and the goodness and the greatness of God. So I want you to really watch where you are placing your attention. There is a lot going on in this big, beautiful world. And I did a live on Facebook this week. Go and check it out, A Coach with Constance. And I talked about that wherever you place your attention, you're creating your world. So make sure you check that out. Anyway, my very special guest is Dr. Jeremy Lopez, and he's going to be talking about you are a magnet and that you're always creating your life. I can't wait to hear what he has to say, but just a couple of things. I want you to go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and get my free ebook, and it's 7 steps to manifesting your dreams. Such a beautiful ebook. I want you to check it out that I wrote it especially just for you. What else? I want you to send me an email in a couple of weeks in September. I'm going to be doing live coaching. What is that going to look like? I want to really coach you on the air live. So if you have a particular situation or something happening in your life where you're feeling stuck and just want some coaching advice, send me an email, constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And one person said, well, I'm shy. And you know, I just want to say you will never be embarrassed. I mean, we all have issues that we want to, that we need somebody else on the outside with a different perspective to really kind of shed different light on it. So if you're interested in that, email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Something else, one of my clients this week said, Constance, I went way back. Everybody say way back. I went way back and listened to one of your old recordings. And I think it was with Mr. Carpenter, who talked about the power of your subconscious mind. And so, guys, you can go all the way back to 2009, 10, 11, 12. And so when she said that, you know, on my way to the country club to really finalize my event that's coming up in August, I said, wow, I forgot. Harry Carpenter was his name. I'm like, I forgot about all of these wonderful, juicy shows. So go all the way back and just listen over and over to these powerful wisdom nuggets. And even though I recorded the show, I mean, just me listening to it really just enhanced, it nourished my soul and inspired and motivated me. So speaking of inspiration, guys, wow, my co coaching clients are just knocking it out of the ballpark. They are. It always amazes me. It does, but it doesn't, because I have a guarantee that if you are willing to do the inner work. So interesting. One of my clients said this week, she said, "You know, I've been trying to make money in my business for years." And she said, "It was only when I started coaching with you that I realized that I had been doing all of the outside work, but nothing inside." So she had been hustling, working long hours, but she had not changed her money mindset, her money consciousness. And so I said to her, "We're not going to do any work on your business initially. We're going to change your consciousness, because when you are rich in consciousness, you're going to be rich in manifestation." You know, so it's all about doing the inner transformational shifting and changing, identifying first of all, then shifting and changing your beliefs, because your life flows through what you believe. And if you're looking for just real change, let's do a discovery call. What is that going to look like? 20 minutes. Katie, my sister, will send you a Zoom link, and I'm just going to be listening to you. I'm not trying to sell you anything. And we will see if we think we are a vibrational match. You know, being a vibrational match is real important. I've heard so many people say, "Well, you know, I had a therapist, but I just didn't feel him, or I just didn't feel her." And I know I'm not for everybody, and everybody ain't for me. That's my Southern take on it. So email me once again, Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. You know, it's always an honor, has been an honor for the past 16 years. You know, sometimes you don't know who you're touching to really just bring to you first class shows every single week. Whenever I do my show, I'm giving it everything I have. And so, since this show is a blessing to you, I have some questions for you. Has this show inspired, motivated, encouraged, pulled you out of the ditch? Have you received insight, revelation, and downloads every week from what you hear on this show? Well, I'm inviting you to really share your donation to the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. There are many ways that you can do that. You can go to my website and hit the big red, I think it's red, donate button, or you can send your gift via Cash App, $Constance Arnold, or Zelle, Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And the universal principle is that when you give, it's kind of like the boomerang effect. The Bible says that what you sow, you shall reap, that it shall come back to you. So if you're being blessed, it's time for you to be a blessing. All right, everybody, we're getting ready for Dr. Jeremy. Let's take a deep breath in, let it out. You know, the word breath means spirit. You're breathing in spirit. Let's take a deep breath in, let it out. I'm going to be right back with Dr. Jeremy Lopez.
Observe anyone at the top of their game, and the results will be the same. They've all had valuable guidance and direction from a coach. If you are ready to manifest your wildest dreams, you can experience my 30 years of serving over 10,000 clients as a professional counselor, law of attraction, and certified dream coach. I merge spirituality, law of attraction, and practical principles and strategies to help you manifest your dreams. For more information, visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Are you ready to wow participants at your next organizational event? Constance Arnold is an unforgettable keynote and keynote plus speaker. Constance will capture your audience and share informative and entertaining messages that align with your vision. Her number one goal is to empower and motivate audiences to take action. Contact her at www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Everybody, I'm back and I'm so excited. You better put your seatbelt on. We got a superstar that's going to be sharing with you. A great man of God, I want you to relax, open up your heart and spirit to receive that truth that you've been searching for, that you've been praying about. And I believe that the Spirit has really attracted you here today so that you can hear and receive exactly what you need. Well, I'm honored today because my very special guest is Dr. Jeremy Lopez. He is the founder and president of Identity Network International, and Now Is Your Moment. It's the largest, the world's largest prophetic resource website that reaches people all over the world. If you go on there, you're going to be able to purchase ebooks, workbooks, audio downloads, etc. He has prophesied to thousands of people, including yours truly. He's an international teacher, life coach, dream coach, and motivational speaker. And I'm going to steal a part of this. Jeremy speaks on biblical principles and universal kingdom laws. I'm going to take that from you, Dr. Jeremy. And I don't know how many books he's written, but it's probably like 20 or 30. How many have you written, Dr. Jeremy?
Really want to know? 140. Yes.
140. Okay. So let's welcome once again back to the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show, Dr. Jeremy Lopez.
Awesome.
Yes. Hi, Jeremy. Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. So good to be with you today, Constance. I really mean that.
Well, let's just jump right into it. So much is going on. 140. Yeah. OMG. And I just said to him before I hit record how much I appreciate his consistency, you know, all the work that he's done all of these years and how he's prophesied to thousands. That takes discipline, the anointing of God, consistency, and so much more to keep going. I commend you for that.
Well, I can say amen to that because it does. It's consistency and discipline. You hit it right on the head.
So let's get into it. So you have a new book and a new workbook. You are a magnet.
Yes.
Oh, I just love that. So since this is the law of attraction, I guess the first question, you know, the law of attraction talks about attracting things to you. Mm-hmm. So can we attract anything?
You know,
are we that powerful?
Absolutely. Great question. Absolutely, we can. I think the main thing we have to look at in our lives is when it deals with attracting things into our lives, because we sort of look at our lives and we say, wow, that means I can attract anything, cars, homes, naturally, spiritually. But what's great about law of attraction, and I think all of you that are familiar with law of attraction would agree, law of attraction is a great teacher, because law of attraction actually helps us to not only decide what we want, but it also says, hey, look, whatever you think, whatever you believe, you're going to manifest. So it helps us be consciously aware of what to attract in our lives, of things that are healthy, things that are beneficial, things that are good for me. Give you a great example. It's as if, for example, if Constance was to say, hey, I want to attract this Jaguar, I want to attract a home, I want to attract a spouse. Well, if Jeremy sits here and says, oh, that sounds good, I want one of those too. The idea here is it good for me? Because what works for one might not work for another. Is it healthy for me? Is it healthy for her? And so we have to think of on the understanding that law of attraction is true. Yes, it will allow us to attract anything and everything. But the great thing about it is it more or less wants to teach us how to discipline ourselves. And it's here to educate us and find ourselves as well.
So, you know, in the Bible, it says God would give us the desires of our heart.
Yes.
So a person, if they had that desire that really came from God, mm-hmm. about, you know, I want to go on vacation, then those are the things that are heartfelt and true to each people, everybody individually. Is that how we're doing it?
It really is. I think the beautiful thing to me about even, we'll say, Christianity is the fact that we can say God wants to give us the desires of our heart, but we have to look to say two different things. Could we say, one, you know, is it really what God wants for me? Some people call it God's will for us or God's perfect will. I would ask the question, you know, is it something God wants for me? Because everything God wants for me is for my good. You know, I'll give you a great example. When the scripture says, no good thing will God withhold from those that walk uprightly. Now, the great thing I love about that verse is most people think, oh man, God's going to send all this good stuff to me. But here's the key thing we have to think about. He sends down good things to us that are beneficial for us as the individual. The beautiful thing about all these scriptures and really any universal principle out there is it has to match, or you want it to match, your authenticity and your identity. Because if you don't know your identity, then I'm going to be like, I want everything that conscious is attracting. I want everything that this person has. And if God withholds no good thing from me, then I want all the good things. The truth is, here's the beautiful thing about that scripture, is if all good things were to come to Jeremy Lopez today, Jeremy Lopez couldn't handle it all. Because it's too much of an overload if my mind hasn't grown with the good things, right? So everything's got to be line upon line, precept upon precept. Everything is to be able to be where my mind is growing. My heart and my mind are growing with the desire that I want to have. And God will always match that to where he's not going to be my sugar daddy. And he's not going to just throw all this good stuff to me. But he's going to sit here and say, okay, how far have you grown mentally? And do you understand what you're attracting? And will that thing work and empower you? And then will it help other people in your life as well? So think about what you want, Jeremy. That's okay. A beautiful thing to me about desires.
And so I think you are a magnet. That just shows how powerful we are and that we're always creating, whether we realize it or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We really are. Thank you for saying that, because consciously, we are always attracting, like you said. You know, the Bible makes it just a beautiful analogy in it when it says, you know, you reap what you sow, give and it shall be given. Mm-hmm. And somebody asked me, well, is that when I'm consciously giving somebody money or I'm consciously doing this? No, it's when you realize that you are the magnet, that if I sit here and I say, oh, I can't stand her, I'm attracting back that for someone like not to like me. If I say, oh my gosh, I just love this. Oh, this, you know, this McDonald's tastes so good. You know, I'm constantly putting something out there of a good feeling, good vibration. I'm going to get that back in return. So really, no matter how insignificant or how significant it is, the way that the universe and God has established it is we always will give and take, give and take, give and take with our emotions, with our desires, with our longings, with our heart and our mind. So the key thing is we have to know if I'm constantly in rotation, then I've got to be more constantly aware to keep my heart right to where it's always fixed upon what God is wanting for me, but also fixed upon good things. Let me share this with you. I love this concept. I love this. I'm like a kid in a candy store with this kind of stuff. And that is that when you think about what you're wanting to attract in the good sense, you know, the Bible says something really great. It says, you know, think upon things that are good and praiseworthy and good report, honorable. Why would God even care? You know, really what I thought, because he's letting us know, number one, you do attract what you think, but number two, keep yourself in a state of awareness to where you're training your mind to think like God, to where I'm always thinking on good things. I'm not thinking on, oh, I wish I had what she had. Gosh, she's got more people than I do, more subscribers. Oh, I wish I could be that famous. Or, you know, I want to write a book or I want to become an attorney. Because what happens is that mind, we could call it renewed mind, whatever you want to call it, but that positive mind of God in us wants to always think good. Oh, I'm so happy for her. I am so glad she's prospering. Oh, look at the great things that he's doing. You know, oh, wow, that tastes good. Oh, man, I'm so proud of them. Because that way, the positivity and the renewal of that process keeps me attracting always the good things. So even if I'm not even consciously aware, I know that my heart will always be fixed upon the good for other people. So that way, I'm always going to be guaranteed. I'm always getting good things, right?
That's good. And, you know, neuroscientists are saying that our heart is 5,000 times more powerful than just thinking alone. And you know, that is so good. So what about the quantum science behind the law of attraction? Because, you know, quantum means vibrational. So when we are in that quantum world, are we like a magnet pulling stuff to us? I share with listeners about that.
Absolutely. Great question. You know, because really, if you think about quantum science and law of attraction and magnetism, they all sort of overlap one another anyway, you know, in the sense of realizing since we know everything's energy. And I want to stop and say this. When we hear that phrase, if a lot of you are used to hearing the phrase, don't get used to it. In other words, get used to where you're allowing that revelation of that phrase to constantly vibrate in your mind to say, hold on. Not just a car and a home and a not materialistic stuff, it's just energy, but my thoughts are energy. I'm energy. Because there's a point in my life when I got so used to that, where I thought to myself, everything's energy, everything's energy, where my mind went into the outer world. And if you think of just outer world, then you think of everything's energy, so I can just attract. But the truth is, as a magnet that I am, I have to remember I'm energy too. So it's not just the magnetism, it's the energy. And the reason why, because magnetism, if you think of a magnet is like solid, right? But if I mind on energy, and my brain, I think energy's flowing, moving, breathing. And so with that, it's good to keep myself reminded I'm always moving energetically. I'm always vibrating. I'm always electrocuting. I'm always flowing. I'm always like that river. That way I'm able to understand that as the magnet, I'm also part of the energy of the magnet that is always in movement to bring things into my life versus me being still, everything around me is moving, and I'm trying to get movement into this. Here's why I say this to you. Check this out. And a lot of people have asked me, well, if I'm a magnet, then I'm attracting things. I said, hold on, you are magnetism, but not so much of a magnet. So my book title is deliberately called You Are a Magnet to get you off the magnet and get you into the magnetism. Because if you think magnet, then the word magnet, you think of it this way. If I was to say to you, car, instantly you think of a car in movement or you think of a car relating to action. But if I was to say to you, a spoon, you're going to see a spoon stillness on the table, right? So your will go to what you perceive to be still, and it'll go to what you think and what you look at that is always flowing. So the idea is don't see yourself as being the magnet still, see yourself as being the energy in the magnetism of the magnet, which that way I'm attracting movement. Because the truth is, does Jeremy really want to attract anything still? No, I want to attract movement because whatever is in my life that is movement, I want to be movement because I want things to flow in my life. And that way things won't stay stagnant, still. It won't be idle. It won't become a paradigm. It will always be in a flow motion. And most people don't think about that when we deal with law of attraction. If you don't see yourself as the energy of the movement, then are you really going to attract things that are in movement? Because if we do truly believe like attracts like, that if I see myself as being the stillness, like, oh, my life is so boring, I need to attract this and this and this, I just counteracted the movement of what I'm trying to attract, correct? Because I see myself subconsciously as being, I'm still, I'm bored, oh, nothing's happening, I'm just sitting, I need action. Well, you can't have action until you understand your identity is the action. So movement attracts movement. Energy attracts energy. Magnet or stillness will attract stillness. So you have to think on that vibrational level. And vibrations are always what? In constant movement.
Okay, mic drop. Oh, wow. That was so good. So magnetism is how we need to be thinking, and energy. So talk about Christianity and magnetism, and when it comes to attracting and manifesting our desires, because
Absolutely.
I'm sure you've heard or received all kind of emails about what is the law of attraction? What does God think about that? So magnetism and Christianity, how do those two correlate or come together?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you don't mind, I don't want to pull back just a moment and tell you
Go
guys
ahead.
something to help you out.
Okay.
On the point that we just talked about as well, here's the problem with law of attraction. When we saw The Secret and we see, and it within The Secret movie, you see this sort of image of a genie and they're like wishes. That's a bad way to look at law of attraction. I'll tell you why. Because notice when you see that, you see yourself as being the one that is still, that has nothing, and you're putting so much faith in the genie of the magic of the energy, and whatever I want, it'll come to me. The truth is, we should see ourselves as the genies. We should see ourselves as the movement of that power of being in the energetic field. And so, if we see ourselves in that quantum filled type of mentality, then it's easier for us to attract. But when you see yourself as being the stillness, and here to go into your question on the next question, this will help sort of bring the two together. If you see yourself outside of God, then the idea here is can you really attract anything God has for you or get what God has for you? No, because God makes it plain that he wants you to mimic him. And so to your question, here's how I open this big can of worms is this. We are joint heirs with Christ, meaning that I am co-laboring with God. So and the Bible says, I'm first born among many brethren. Now that scripture alone says this. Many people are Jesus being the firstborn among many brethren. What that looks like is this. Most people look and say, you know, God is here, Jesus is here, I'm here. And here's God, here's Jesus, here I am. You'll never be able to be what God wants you to be in the sense of attraction and magnetism if you think on that level. Because when I say I'm the firstborn, if Jesus is the firstborn and I'm among the brethren and he comes before me, that means I'm on this plane and it's like he's a car and I'm a car coming behind him. That's the level God wants us to look at. We know even when God said, you are seated in heavenly places, what does that mean? Come where I am. The problem with most people is they don't come to, and it doesn't mean God's appeared, I'm down here, but it means mentally come and be on that place vibrationally. Come and be on that place energetically. Come be on that place of divine agape love. You know, come and be on that place of where I am mentally and in your heart, because where I am, there you are as well. And so when you think of Christianity and magnetism and law of attraction, if you see yourself as being the stillness and God's a genie, then you're never still going to, you're missing the whole point of law of attraction. You're missing the teacher, the professor of law of attraction, right? Because law of attraction is saying, I'm here to educate you to see your equality with the Father, with God. And so therefore, if you see yourself raised up, seated in heavenly places, that means mentally, I'm with you, God. We're going to co-labor together. We're going to have fun together. We're going to, you know, and what does God do? God teaches us and educates us how to do these things. I know I talk fast, by the way, guys.
No. So you're breaking it all the way down. So really, we're Elohim.
Exactly.
We're Elohim. We're God in the earth. Can we say we're God?
That's what this is right here, Elohim.
Ah.
That's what Elohim means in the Greek. I mean, Hebrew, excuse me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Check this out. That's Elohim. And this is creator or co-creator in the Greek. So every day I'm reminded I am part of God, and I'm a co-creator with God. So I love it.
So when people say I'm just waiting on God, I tell people, you're not waiting on God. So what do you say to people, Jerry, when they say, well, you know, I'm just waiting on God to move. I'm just waiting. I'm like, well, all things are already finished. What would you say to people?
Exactly. Here's what I say. If you think about it, it goes back to the old Pentecostal roots. Old Pentecostal roots are like just wait and hover. And what are those words they used to use? I don't know, but it's like sit at the altar and wait forever. That is such a horrible misconception of the energy and the power and the presence of God, because God is always in movement. You know, even when God says, let there be light, God is constantly vibrating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, let there be into us. Let there be light, let there be light, let there be energy, let there be power, let there be abundance, let there be health. So God's vibrational voice is always vibrating in us all the time. Constantly. There's never a moment. If we look at it this way, that creation would cease to exist. The universe, everything in the universe would implode because if that vibration stopped vibrating of let there be, because there's power of life and death in our tongue. So how I let people know is this, is God has already given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. There's nothing new under the sun for you. You have everything in you. You've got God's DNA in you. So if you're waiting on God, God is saying, I'm waiting on you. Because, and here's the beautiful thing about that. If you think of the Bible when it says, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. God even says, you take the first step, not me. So he's letting you know, you draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. And all that means in the original language is you acknowledge, you awaken, you accept the power of where you are, who you are. So in other words, you acknowledge me. So it basically should say, if you acknowledge me, I acknowledge you. And it doesn't mean that God doesn't see us. What it means is you awaken to acknowledgement that I am that I am. I am who I am with you, God. I am co-laboring. I'm co-creating with you. And through that power, or through that realm and that dimension, that everything, you know, is vibrational. Then I begin to realize God says, wait a minute. He's waiting on me to take the first step because I've already got it all in me. And since I have all that good stuff in me, then I need to be able to start. And let me say this as well. The reason why God wants you to start first and foremost is because it is up to you, not God, to make your petition known to God. And petition is a documentary that actually has all of what it is that you want to put on that documentary. So the idea is God saying, no, you come before me with your ideas. You present your vision. You present your creativeness. You let me know what you want. Does God know what we want? Yes, but God would rather you find out for yourself within that power that he's given you to say, hey, you know what? This is what I want. And then you and God can have the conversation. Do you think it's good for your son? Absolutely. This is what I want, God. You know. And so there's a great presence of invitation that God is saying, no, 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 you start this thing.
So good. So listeners, magnetism, I love that. You know, so we're coming up and God says, only think about the things that are good. We're thinking like God, we're feeling, we're imagining, we're speaking. And so that means that on those vibrational high levels that as a magnet, vibrationally, we bring to us all of those good and high things.
Absolutely. I got a good scripture for you guys.
Okay. And so
you probably heard this before, but you've never heard the original language.
Mm-hmm.
In John chapter 12, verse 32, it says something really cool. When it says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. Now, most people are like, oh, I've heard that in religious circles, in my Baptist church or whatever. But the key element here is you're missing the power of what it says. And that is God letting you know that if you lift me up in consciousness, if you bring me high within you, and here's what's beautiful. The word draw, you can actually look this up for yourself right here. The word draw means drag. And in the Hebrew, it actually represents, in the Aramaic, actually represents, check this out, magnetism. So if he says, if I be lifted up, I will magnet, I will magnetize, I will draw, I will literally pull or drag all men to me. What he's saying is this, is if you lift me up in your mind, if you think like me, if you act like me, if you mimic me, if you lift me up, you know, when the Bible says decrease that God can increase in you, all that means is not God's getting rid of you. It means decrease all your negativity, decrease all your dysfunctionality, decrease all that, you know, oh, I'll never be this. I can't have this. It means decrease of that flesh of limitation and increase with the spirit that's in you. Because the Spirit of God is in you, right? So increase in your spiritual unlimitedness. Increase in your God DNA. Increase, lift me up in who you are in consciousness, and I will guarantee you the Christ in me, the God in me, will drag. It will draw. It'll magnetize my people to me for favor. Wow, how on earth, I got favor when I went to the you know, grocery store the other day. I found a $100 bill. You know, wow, I got this job I wanted. Because God will see to it that every man, because it says all men, that every man or woman around you will make sure that you are favored because you're drawing him up. You're lifting him up in you. And so, and when it says all, it means all things that pertain to life and godliness, drawing all people to you. You know, all good things that, you know, flow down from the Father of lights. So God is into all. So in order for God, in order for you to get into the allness, A-L-L-E-N-E-E-S-S, and then the allness of who he is, you got to be like God. And you got to see yourself as the all. You can't attract all until you see yourself as the all that God has already placed in you, the all things and the all men's favor.
Wow. Now, if I wasn't interviewing, y'all would get up and run around my house, but I can't do that.
Do a little Pentecostal.
This is so good when you say lift up higher, go higher in consciousness, because we know our consciousness literally creates our reality. And so folk been looking outside when really that kingdom power is on the inside of us.
It really is. It really is. To me, people that might not be Christians or might be Christians or whatever. Here's the understanding that I've come to the conclusion on. Is the Bible is this amazing, powerful book. And it gives us these instructions. It gives us these ideas. It gives us these principles. It gives us these, basically to me, when I read the Bible, there's a lot of crazy things in the Old Testament that you don't want to touch on. You know what I mean? But if you think about it, the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation is nothing more than getting us past our stubbornness, getting us into the unlimitedness, overcoming the fear, overcoming our doubts. How many times do we read in the Bible where, you know, where there's fear and doubt and I can't do this, you know, and I can't do that. You know, you think of, let me give you guys two stories that are really cool. Number one, Ezekiel. Ezekiel's great because, you know, when Ezekiel came against this valley, this valley of dry bones, I love the story because God did something really interesting. Okay, if God, the universe, knows all because it is all, right? Then why would God waste his time, for lack of better words, asking a man what he thinks or asking a guy a question? Why would God ask me a question, Constance? Be real about it. That would scare me to think, are you not God? But what he's saying is, I'm relating to the God within you, who's part of who I am. So God asked Ezekiel, you know, Ezekiel says, can these dry bones live? And God turned around and asked Ezekiel, I don't know, Ezekiel, can these dry bones live?
He's asking
Ezekiel because he's trying to pull that God DNA out of Ezekiel to say, think, son, you think, you tell me the answer. The great thing to me is when God asks us a question, it's not because God doesn't know. What the universe is saying is, I want you to match what I am, match the allness, match the knowing, match the fullness of integrity, match the fullness of strength, match the fullness of positivity, match the fullness of your boldness. You match what I am and you tell me. Don't ask me, you tell me. Jesus with Peter, who do you say that I am, Peter? Well, think about it. Well, come on, man. I mean, God knows the mind. He knows what's, I mean, you know, God, you should know what Peter thinks. Why would you waste your time and ask Peter? Because God will trigger in you to reshape and reshift your paradigm to say, I got to think. Who is he? What do I want? Who? Where am I? What is good for me? Is this a good guy? Is this a bad guy? You see what I'm saying? And so it will automatically challenge the paradigms when God asks those questions. Another story I love, which we all heard, is Job. And Job said this, really cool. He said, the thing that I fear came upon me. Now, what's great about the story that I got last night was this. What Job did was Job attracted from his fear. So we see from a negative point of view that the thing that you fear, Job, it happened to you because you attracted that vibrational thing. Now, synonyms for fear is this: horror, panic, fright, terror, dread, and dismay. Hello, Job. We see all that in everything that you dreaded. You dreaded that your family would lose your family. You dreaded your health would be lost. All that stuff. Well, guess what? You literally attracted everything that your fear, the emotion in you, wanted to attract. Fear is an emotion, right? And it's a tormentor too, but it's an emotion. So what if we reverse that? What if I said, you know what? The joy that's upon me is what I want to happen to my, in my life. Then what happens is that same emotion will begin to take what joy is telling me. It'll bring happiness, pleasure, joy, enthusiasm. It'll bring all the synonyms of what joy is. So God was showing us from a negative point of view, it happened to you, Job, because you thought it. You said, this is what I want to happen. Because it says, the thing you fear the most, which means the energy you put into it, the energy you put into your family. Here's something we got to think about. The energy, Job, you put into your family of fear. Oh my gosh, I want to lose you. I don't want to lose you. You did not allow their identity to come before you first. You didn't allow their love to come before you first. You allowed the fear. So fear got between you and your family, and you lost your family. Fear came between you and your money and your cattle, and you didn't see the power of gratitude in your cattle. So guess what? Fear blocked it, and your cattle went away. Whatever you put before something in your life will determine how long you're going to have it.
So good. We're powerful. So any listener right now who might be feeling victimhood, poor me, politics, Israel, You know, God's all of that.
Yeah.
Man, you got to fix your mind
You really
and remember who you are.
do. You
Our
know,
identity has been stolen. We've allowed our identity to be stolen.
we have. And you know, politics want it. If you think about it, politics wants your identity. Media wants your identity.
Yeah.
Jealous people want your identity. I mean, you are surrounded, and we're not being negative, folks. We're telling you reality of how other people think. And when people live out of fear and doubt, they want you because you're the one that's the happy. You're the one that's joyful. Don't let them steal it.
So true. So this is so good. So how can listeners become a more powerful magnet, increase their vibration, make sure that they are vibrating out, increase their magnetism? What would that look like?
You know, I know many of you that listen to this amazing Think, Believe, and Manifest show have heard this. But you know what I've realized is when the Bible says, you know, think upon things, you know, it literally is saying you got to vibrate this over and over. You got to chew it up in your mind over and over again, meditating on this over and over again. So I'm going to say it this really strong and true when it deals with magnetism and law of attraction. You've got to learn to feel it. You've got to learn to
Ooh.
Got to learn to know it. You've got, you know, Constance, when we think about identity and we say, I wore a shirt yesterday. I wish I could have worn it today. But just yesterday it said, you know, we are what we are. We attract what we are.
I saw
and
that and I'm like, where can
that?
I get that shirt? I saw that. I love that.
Amazon.
Okay.
Amazon. I want to tell you, I got it from this really cool website, but I got it from Amazon, which is still a cool website. But, you know, when we do say identity, we do attract from identity, but we forget as a triune being that we are. And triune being, for those that don't know what that means body, soul, spirit. We attract in all three realms. And so it's not just saying, I'm going to attract from my heart. I'm going to attract from my mind. You know, I got to attract. And it's like we've heard before. I know Constance has shared with many of you this amazing, powerful revelation and principle is that our whole body is a memory bank. You know, our body absorbs memories. And so because of that, you know, the magnetism that we are is saying, don't just think from a soulless point of view, the mind or the heart. Think from a point of view of feeling it. You know, yesterday I had, okay, I'm going to tell myself, okay?
Okay, tell yourself.
I get IPL, which is laser, to where it takes off like, it helps wrinkles and it takes off any age spots and stuff. So I get that every 3 or 4 weeks, and it doesn't feel good because it's electrodes. It's like, you know.
You look good, Jeremy.
Thank
Because I'll
you.
Get ready to say, Jeremy looking younger and younger and younger. I don't know. Must be that water in Alabama. I don't know what it is.
Hey, it's a mixture of a lot of stuff, let me tell you. But you know, when I did, I could feel, when you feel that, it's a little, a laser is a literally laser, and it zaps your skin. And it, what it does, and I'm telling you this for a reason, what it does is it jolts the collagen in your skin. And it, so what it does is it makes the collagen think as if you're damaged. And so it automatically comes to surface and it starts rebuilding skin and it starts rebuilding. And so it repairs. So it automatically is thinking, oh my gosh, something's hitting me. So it alerts itself to rebuild. It's amazing. IPL is amazing for anybody who wants to have clear skin. And so here's the key thing. But what it does is when it gets a laser, it, like, you can feel like almost, you can feel like, oh, you know, because it like stings. You feel that go through your body. So when we deal with soul, we deal with the mind, we'll say, and the thinking of the heart, like we've heard from Jesus and pretty much all religions. But then you think of those chills on your body. Oh my gosh, you scared me. Get those chills in my body. You know, what does that mean? It means I want my body to feel. You know, how many of you have been raised in Pentecostal charismatic churches where you like, we and Constance and I know what this feels like, where you're like, you get this jolt of like Holy Spirit. You get this jolt of like, oh, the Spirit touched me. You know, it's like, man, I'm in some kind of presence here. I'm being warped up like Star Trek in the presence of God. Because if you think about it, it's like that feeling. What if you could take that feeling and feel it all the time? And you can. You've got to be in the God trait to feel it. What does that mean? Live in the presence of the I am. Live in the presence of knowing who I am. Live in the presence of knowing that I have this energetic power in me to attract and to think. So therefore, my body will respond to what's touching it or what I think. Let me say something to you guys real quick. And I want you to go with me for a moment. We're going to stay pretty PG.
Okay.
When you are in, I know we got our time is limited.
No, we're fine. We got 10 minutes. Keep rolling.
Hallelujah. Good. Okay. So when you are intimate with your spouse and you think from how our bodies were created, you think of intercourse, you think of inwardly, right? That's how God wants us to think how we are with God, and energy is because energy doesn't do this. It merges together. Mm-hmm. So if I'm thinking of something energetically, I'm merging with that. I'm becoming one with it. That's what we become one with God. We got to think consciously. We got to become one with what it is we're wanting. So everything is wanting to intercourse or come into one another. But mm-hmm. yet you do think about it. You think when you're in the middle of intimacy with your spouse, you're involving your flesh, but you're also involving your mind. You're involving every part of you. And what it does is it raises a flow of energy. And so even like when you think of Old Testament, and I'll give you guys a story. When you think of Old Testament with Jacob, you think of, you know, Jacob and Laban, you know, saying, you know, hey, I'll give you all the spotted calves, you know, that are out there, knowing there was no spotted calves. And so what did Jacob do? He says, I'm going to put bark in the water to where when the cattle begin to look in the water, when they're in heat, what they see, they begin to produce. And that's what they produced. It's a powerful statement. So think of it this way. When they were in heat, it was a physical thing, but also you prepare yourself mentally when you are going into intimacy or getting into heat, because the two worlds blend because it makes a stronger energetic field. So think of this way. So when you are wanting something to manifest in your life, you have to think from a body point of view, a soul point of view, and a spirit point of view. The spirit is saying, I'm already one with all these things. My soul says that I need to connect, take down paradigms, connect that I am one with this thing as well. And then it tells the body, now start feeling it. Now start getting these goosebumps. Start feeling this high. Start feeling. And so you got to come in that place where your whole triune being is one with what you want. And
that
not,
is,
I'm going to think it, Cons. I'm going to
think it. That is so good. And, you know, so we've so often just forgot about our feelings. And so that's why if people are in gratitude, even before they can experience it on the 3D plane of their life, that feeling in their imagination. So it's the feeling that gets the manifestation, I've heard so many times.
It is. It's the feeling from the identity. It's emotion from the identity. It's the joy from the identity. I look at myself this way. My identity is the tree, is the oak tree. All the branches that come out of me is my joy, my peace, my feeling, you know, my compassion, my love, my desire, my want. All the, and I think what most people suffer in is they see themselves as the root or what is the bottom part of it called? Of a tree, trunk, of the trunk. They don't see themselves growing branch wise with all their feelings and all the things that they need to touch those branches with. And that is what I want.
And so, Dr. Jeremy, give us a quick example just in your own life, your own business. I know you have so much going on when you had to really, well, it might have been a little frustrating or it didn't happen like you thought. Well, how did you stay in the feeling of everything's all right, I already have it? Give us an example of that.
That's a dynamic question, because I do want to let people understand life is not perfect. There will be trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. So here's how I look at it. When something in my life, let's say, for example, I remember years ago, I'm trying to think of a really good example. I remember years ago when a certain house I wanted, you know, and I was like, man, I want this house so bad. I felt like it was God at the moment. But see, here's the key thing. I felt it, but I didn't know it.
Ooh.
I did not know it. And my knowing would have told me this is for you or this is not for you. Something better coming. So listen to the knowing in you that says, I am guaranteed this is what I want for these reasons. This is what I desire, instead of just feeling it. But anyway, so I thought I wanted this home because it was awesome. It was beautiful. And so I just prayed. I did everything I possibly could do and nothing was going on. And I didn't get the house. And I was so aggravated. But at the moment I said, hold on. The moment aggravation began to rise up in me, I sat here and I said, wait a minute, hold on a minute. I needed to realize my knowing was not in this. Only a feeling was. And that took me back to my triune being again. But second of all, I said, you know what? It's okay. I give gratitude for the person that's going to take that house because I believe they need it more than me. They're probably going to raise a family. This is going to sound funny, Constance, but this is what I did. I imagined them getting the home and having a baby and growing of that house. And the reason why, because it wasn't just my gratitude saying, I'm thankful for what's coming my way. It was projecting, I want to be able to put all my energy in it because what I want to sow is all what I want to reap back. I want a house that's abundant and prosperous and flowing and growing. So I projected that in the house that I did not get. And my gratitude took me as where no man could take me. And I began to picture all this stuff. And all of a sudden, my desire for the house slowly went away. Because then I started picturing them in there. I pictured the lady getting pregnant and them grow. It was a young couple. I pictured, you know, oh my gosh, I can see the cradle. I can see them going down the stairs with a baby. And all of a sudden, my gratitude took me from, wait a minute, that's not my home. And all of a sudden, the shift came, and instantly, I found the home that I want. Instantly, right after that. Because when people say to themselves, okay, I didn't get this. I want to pout, but I'm just going to be grateful. Well, what is grateful telling you? Grateful is not just saying, I'm just going to out of sight, out of mind it. Gratefulness says, I didn't get it because it was somebody else's. And when you talk yourself into their vision and project your joy into them getting something, all of a sudden your desire goes away and your desire goes into exactly what God has for you. And then it's like, wait a minute, this is even better over here. So let gratitude take you further and you'll find yourself not even caring.
I'm going to listen to this show at the gym over and over again. So Dr. Jeremy, oh Lord have mercy. This is just so powerful. Give people your website and the services you offer. How can they get this wonderful book and the workbook that accompanies it? And how can they reach you for readings or prophesying? Go ahead and give us all of that.
Absolutely. By the way, I do about 30, if not more, prophetic words a day for prophetic readings. So people who write in and donate. So that's what I'm doing all day today. And so I love it.
And so Dr. Jeremy, so people can just say, okay, I'm going to donate $50 and my name is Constance Arnold. And this is what's going on with me. And the spirit downloads to you something to send to Constance Arnold. Is that how that goes?
Exactly. You go to the website. When you go to the website, you get, we ask for suggested donations, but you can give whatever. And when you do that, what I do then is I actually don't want a lot of information from you. I just maybe just want your name, which I usually get. And then all of a sudden I just get the download from God. And we send it to you on an MP3. Usually maybe that day, maybe 2 days, it all depends on how busy I am. And you have a download completely of an MP3 of what you know God is wanting to say to you, which is great because it's good for me not to know anything about you to where that
I
way you
see
know
what you're saying
ain't from God, you know, straight from God. But you can go to identitynetwork.net. And when you do, we have all these books and ebooks on there. I do life coaching as well. We have appointments, you know, all day long. I have 140 books and ebooks out. We have music. But I would love to be able to give prophetic readings to any and all of those who want to write in and just say, I'm just curious to know what God would say about me right now.
I love that. And your book, can they get the book once they're on the website?
Yes. You're a magnet. Now, I don't have the study guide with it, but on the website, we automatically do a series. So you'll get the book and the study guide together for one very low, very, very low price. I think it's like, it might be $22, whatever, and then plus shipping. And I'll autograph it for all your listeners that happen to order it, let's say, anytime in the next couple of weeks.
So everybody, go to his website. This is a great man of God. He's powerful. He's a dear friend of mine. I love the way that he merges those kingdom principles, you know, with the biblical principles. That's just so needed. And if you're on social media, how can they follow you on social media?
Oh, thank you for asking. I love that. So on Instagram, we have actually a million followers or more, and it is at Identity Network, and just Identity Network, one word. And on Facebook, it is Jeremy Lopez Resources.
And I tell you what, he sometimes when I see him on Facebook or whatever, he gonna get you straight, you know, and tell nothing but
the
truth.
That's my personal Facebook. That's my
okay. Okay, but I when I'm available, I attend his on Wednesday night. He interviews people. I've been on his Wednesday night service. It's at 6 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Correct.
It is. It's actually the third Wednesday of every month.
Third Wednesday.
I interviewed this amazing woman, Constance Arnold. I've interviewed Greg Reed. I've got Russell Brand coming up. I've got Kat Van Dee from, I got a lot of people coming up that have become strong Christian people and just good influencers, and also just people that are really geared to law of attraction as well.
Right. So everybody visit his website, email him, make your donation. Dr. Jeremy, you are a blessing to the world. And everybody listen to this over and over again. I would like to have at least 1,000 of you share this link, share this show with your friends, with your coworkers, with your family members that's been calling and harassing you with their issues and their problems. So put it on your timeline, share this link on TikTok, on IG, and just bless yourself and others. And as I say every week, you are the creator, designer, script writer, editor of your own life. Create a powerful week. Thank you again.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.